What's up, man?
How you guys doing?
What's good, yeah.
It's good, man. Cassius, how did you hook up with Shady Records and Eminem, man?
Man, you know, wanna know how I hooked up on the real, man? Check it out. Obie Trice was, me and Obie Trice was brothers, dog. And he didn't know that. And when he flew me out from France, I'm just fucking with you. That's my nigga, you know. Obie my nigga. But nah, demo type in with me and my boy Reginati of the Renegades, and they picked me out as the rapper, and you know, said, well, he's trying to make, you know, stick to making beats, and M heard the record talking all that shit.
Yeah.
He had me flown out, and it was on, and he had played some shit for Obie and shit to get, you know, get Obie approved and all that, and it was good, and I was in the game.
That's hot, man. You know, we've been following your career with Renegades a long time, and we're so proud. The whole West Coast is proud of you, man.
Appreciate it. Do you know about the Renegades?
Yeah, for sure, man. Dub CNN, we holding you guys down. Me and Lil J and then.
Man, we appreciate it, man. On the real. Pull that out.
Yeah, so what's up with your producer, Ricky Nardi, right now? What's he been doing since you've been signed to Shady?
Man, he's chilling, man. Matter of fact, he's driving right now. We in the car, me and dude. He been making beats. He got two beats on the re-up. My two solo songs on the re-up. He got that, and he got like, you know, two or three so far on my album right now. Boy, just like.
Okay, tight, man. And Obi, you just released your album, bro. How's the sales going? Are you satisfied with the sales of the album?
Nah, man. Like it could have been better, man.
Yeah.
I just think it's just that time, man, and the economy right now, and you know, shit, people ain't buying records, you know what I'm saying? And it's just one of them things you look at, you chalk it up, and keep it moving.
Satisfied with the album, though. That shit was banging.
That shit was banging, for sure, man. But you know how it is. The records don't sell as much anymore.
Yeah, it's like, you know, one of them things right now. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, we're going to keep it. We're going to get it right, you know.
Right.
I'm still going to put out dope music and continue to do me and how I do it, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of them things, man.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about the new album, the compilation with Eminem presented, the re-up. Is it true that the album was going to be released as a regular mixtape, but then Eminem thought it was too good to just rap it like that?
Yeah, I would say that, and also, I think he wanted to do something different, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think he wanted to put out, like, you know, a mixtape album, shoot a video for it, like it's a mixtape, you know, like an album.
Yeah.
Really, it's a mixtape, and just change the game up a little bit, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I think the whole goal of it was.
Okay. Alchemist handled a lot of production on this compilation. How was it working with him?
Oh, Al crazy, man. I think he cool as hell, man. We get in there. You know, he don't really say shit too much when he in the studio. He just put on the beat, and you know, you take it from there. You know, some producers, you know, they have their input on how they think the song should go and which direction.
Yeah.
You know, Al just put on a beat, and his beat just, you know, speaks to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's just a talented dude. Always been a fan of Al. You know what I'm saying? So we love him. Love it that he over here on the team. You know.
Right. And if you guys are cool with it, I'd like to go through some of the songs on the album and give the fans an insight on how the songs came together. Is that cool? All right.
Hey, go get my re-up album.
First, the intro where Eminem is talking has a banging beat. How did you guys pick the beat for the intro?
I think that was more M department right there, you know what I'm saying? He's like the overseer of the whole shit anyway. He's the executive producer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
He knew how he wanted to start it. He knew how he wanted to do it, and you know, it felt good to him. And so I guess that's how he rolled with it. You know?
Okay. And the next track is We're Back with you two, Eminem, Stat Cole, and Bobby Creekwater. How did that song come about?
I think didn't we have a photo shoot or something? Yeah. We was all in the D or something. It went down some kind of way. We was all doing something, and you know. Got in the studio and it was just that shit was like magic.
Who came with the hook?
Him already had the hook off the tip.
He had the hook.
Okay.
He had the hook off rip, so you know, it was just like laying the verses and just putting the putting it together.
Okay. You know, on that song, Stat Cole is saying that he's working with Dre on Detox on his verse. Have you guys been helping on Detox as well?
I ain't even seen Dre, man. I seen Dre right before I put my album out. I seen him at the funeral, at Pooh's funeral, but I haven't personally.
Okay.
I don't know about Cash.
Nah, man. Nah, not saying I wouldn't like to, though, nigga. Nah, I ain't been on it.
Okay. Let's go over to the next song, the Pistol remix song. What made you do a remix to that song?
You know, I just felt like, you know what I'm saying, I needed to express myself, you know what I'm saying?
And, mm-hmm.
You know, that was a better way to do it. That was one of my favorite D12 songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just going through some things at the moment, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, at some period of time when I was doing that, I had like I felt a sense of, you know, invincibility.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was paranoid. I was scared, nigga. Then I come outside. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So many emotions go through your head when you get popped. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you find a shooter. In my case,
yeah.
I ain't even find a shooter. You know what I'm saying? So I know a lot of people, so I had to alienate myself and really sit back. So I had to really reevaluate my situation and shit and really see the type of motherfuckers I be fucking with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who be around me, who don't really have no meaning to be around me. I mean, it ain't that I got a lot of fake friends, but you know, it always be them extra motherfuckers, you know?
Yeah,
what I'm
yeah.
Like, what's your purpose, you know what I'm saying? What's your meaning to be, you know, around and shit? You really don't have no meaning. And that goes two ways, you know what I'm saying? That goes for the benefit of unnecessary shit we get into, or just, you know what I'm saying, like, what this nigga, like, why are you here? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so many things is going on, and a nigga just had to really just fall back and see what's up. But Pistol was like one of them things, like, well, I'm just ready, you know, when I find out whoever the fuck this is, it's, you in a world of sin, nigga. You know, and that's what I think. You know, Detroit niggas know me, and the city know me, and I think the niggas just keeping it on a real hush-hush for the simple fact that, it, you know, what could happen to that situation, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I said that song, nigga, my daughter need me on the phone right now at certain times now, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Had my mama blood pressure high, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, that's some scandalous shit to murder a nigga and then don't succeed, and then you out here still. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get the repercussions from that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just how life is. You know what I'm saying? But that's Pistol.
Okay. The next song is Everything Is Shady. Cash, is there anyone in the rap game in particular that you were talking about on there, or just in rappers in general?
Who do you think I was talking about on that song?
I don't know. Tell me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm talking about the rap game in general, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking to people on the street, and they know who I'm talking about. And you listen to it, you know.
Okay.
I'm talking to all them rappers out there.
Alright. And the next song is produced by Dr. Dre and has Eminem and 50 tearing up the track. Like, what were you thinking when you first heard the beat?
Heard the record, I was dying, it was crazy. I didn't hear the beat. Maybe Charlie did, but that record was crazy.
Okay. Let's talk about the first single then. You Don't Know, with 50 Cent, Eminem, Cassius, and Lloyd Banks. Who produced that one, and what made you guys go for that as the first single?
Him produced that track, and I said, I don't know what made him go for the first thing. I think that beat was like, that beat and that hook was probably like the most radio-friendly hook, and it's really not even a radio, it's a record. We're all really, really like happy that he's doing so well, but
yeah,
him put all that together, you know, and y'all in the video, and it was cool. It was a camaraderie song, you know, and we were kind of like, remember when Trey came out and he had that thing where the mug seat, it was old, it was down, it was this, it was Banks, you know what I'm saying? And now I'm the new dude in the camp, so they were just bringing me in.
Yeah.
The same love that they were giving Trey. That was great, man. I appreciate it.
D- the video is crazy, man. The whole Hannibal Lecter concept is real cool.
Hell yeah, that video is crazy, right?
Yeah, 40 Glock told me that Eminem directed it. Is that true?
I'm sure he was part of it. If he didn't direct the whole thing, I'm sure he was the main part. I know he wrote the whole script, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And can you guys talk about the Proof track called Trapped? Like, is it like one of the last songs he recorded?
Yeah, I think that's one of the last songs that he recorded and where the vocals was up to par and you know, M just had to touch up on it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, he had a whole lot of songs though, you know what I'm saying? And I just think, you know, Marshall felt like that was it.
Okay. Cassius, you know that Talking All That song? It's like the darkest production on the album. And you said...
That shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit is banging.
Right there, B, man.
Yeah.
And then M touched up on it. Yeah, that shit is real, dog.
And tell us about the topic of the song.
The topic of the song? We out there talking crazy. I just don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a situation that happened before, the night before, where... I'm one of the studio facilities usually got to shut down for people who ran up in there. But those people that ran up in there, they didn't walk out, you know what I'm saying? They got shot out. They left leaving blood trails. So that's what that record was about.
Okay.
The record was just about, you know, Rick and I, you know, he made the beat, and then we just, you know, I was just letting people know, like in case you forgot, you know, I'm from the 9, I'm from Lime City, I'm from 79th and St. Lawrence. I grew up on 7831 South Langley. My whole life, dog, since I was like 17 years old.
Yeah.
Southside Chicago, nigga, so I was just letting everybody know. That record was more, I didn't even know that record was ever go come out. We was just put that around the people in the neighborhood in Orange County. I want them niggas to know, like, nigga, I'm shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Chicago, I'll bust some face open. I don't care where you from, and that's what that whole record was about.
Okay. You know, my favorite song, though, on the album is We Ride for Shady. You guys float. You flow perfectly to that beat by Alchemist, man. Who came up with the chorus and how was it lacing to that beat?
Go ahead, Charles. Cash had his chorus. He already had the chorus down when I got the song. And it right. Hurt, you know what I'm saying? So I just jumped on it, and you know, it is what it is.
Damn. Okay.
So I kind of just, like, twist a couple of words of what he said. You know what I'm saying, on the chorus, and made my chorus, you know, like when he said, walk out to shady, I said, I'm out to shady, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just twist a couple things up from what he's saying, you know what I'm saying, but shit came out crazy as hell, like, I was just telling him earlier, the whole hood love that shit.
Yeah. Man, you guys sound real tight together. Would you guys consider doing a duo album?
Hell yeah.
That'd be some shit, for real.
Powers that be, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Niggas just gotta fuck with each other, like, bam, and bring the product to the motherfucking label, and they, you know, all the bullshit and all the other shit, you know what I'm saying? Throw that shit out the door. When niggas got hit, motherfuckers can't deny it, you know
right.
What I'm saying? So they just have to do something with that, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And, right, that's how it works, you know? But we just, you know, like, everybody new to each other right now. We kicking it, though, you know, and we just starting like a new family, you know what I'm saying? So, it ain't shit.
Okay. Right. Cassius, I heard that you're working on your upcoming album, A Talk with Cassius. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where you get that A Talk with Cassius from. I don't even sound right. I heard that, too.
I heard it on the net. It was some rumors, some shit.
God would never put me down even sound. I talk with Cassius.
Yeah. What's the album gonna be called?
My EP is dropping in January 1st. It's called County House.
Okay.
It's on there. It's I got one by Ron Brown joint on there. I got two joints produced by Rick and Addy, and three joints with Eminem. It's one featuring me, and I'm on that too. And the album is coming out in the summer, and it's called it's either gonna be Karma. Or Pitchforks and 6 Point Stars. I'm thinking it's gonna be Pitchforks and 6 Point Stars, but you know, I probably know more so by like January, so I'm thinking that's what it's gonna be.
Okay.
Right now.
Alright. I just want to end it like, have you guys talk to the fans? Any last words for the fans?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Obie Trice album is in stores right now. Second round's on me. If you don't have that shit, go pick that shit up. Pick the Re-Up album coming December 5th. Pick both of them up. You know, they'll be great, great stocking stuffers. You know what I'm saying? Go get them motherfuckers, man. And, you know, Shady, we gonna keep doing the damn thing. We don't stop.
What up? It's Cassius and Shady Records. I'm chilling with Yaz and Dubs. I'm riding through Santa Ana right now. You know what I'm saying? Doing my thing with Old Trice.